The leftist media goes nuts over Trump. We'll talk about it on The Uprising.
LibertyNation.com. They're the resistance, but we are The Uprising. With Scott Cosenza and Tim Donner.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Hey, a president! Can you believe it?
I love the poorly educated.
The voters have guaranteed themselves slavery, economic disaster.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
I have never met with Russians.
Our elected representatives can abuse subordinates and then secretly use a slush fund of our money to pay them off.
The media resorts to personal attacks without any content other than to incite anger.
This is The Uprising, the podcast of LibertyNation.com. Tim Donner and Scott Cosenza coming at you double barrel this week. And boy, that was really something, that Trump rally in Florida, Scott, where Trump supporters turned on the esteemed journalist for CNN, Jim Acosta. I put journalist in quotes because, of course,
well, hold on a second, Tim. This is the rally where they pelted them with eggs and rocks and beat them bloody.
That was a different one.
I apologize. This is the one where Trump people used words to express displeasure with CNN, right?
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about?
That would be the one.
All right.
In Trump country. Yes. And, you know, it's like traveling to a foreign country for these journalists to see these Trump supporters. They've never seen anything like this before. And
safari-like reporting. Right?
Safari, like the browser on Apple?
No, it's like they report like they're in like some African
preserve.
Right.
It's true. All right, since you started with that, let's go straight to Jim Acosta at the rally
CNN,
in Tampa.
CNN. Jim Acosta, the first name in news, Tim.
The most trusted in news. Scott, right. Get it proper, please. All right, so here's Acosta reporting live on CNN from the Trump rally. And we did a little bit of discussion about politics and stuff, and then he gets into the Trump supporters.
The White House has held only three briefings for the press this month, and eight total since the end of May. There is no other way to describe what the White House is doing these days. Well, top officials, including the president, are hiding from the press. And Wolf, just to give you a sense as to what's happening right now, you can hear there is a chorus of boos and other chants from this Trump crowd here in Tampa, Florida. They're saying things like CNN sucks, go home, and fake news. Wolf, obviously, all of those things are false.
Oh, yes. Of course, they're false, Scott.
Well, there's a statement of opinion that CNN sucks. So false. It's true for the people who hold that opinion. I'm one of them, Jim Acosta. Second statement is fake news, right? Well, Jim, come on.
Yeah,
and the third is go home, which is a preference for where he should locate himself. How is that false?
I think he doesn't
think that those people actually hold that preference, that he should in fact go home? Is that what he's saying?
They wanted to secure safe passage for him back to his home base. But now you said it's like them traveling to a foreign country, and you actually unwittingly led right into the next soundbite, which was when Acosta went on CNN the next day to explain how vile these Trump supporters were.
Honestly, it felt like we weren't in America anymore. I don't know how to put it any more plainly than that. Americans should not be treating their fellow Americans in this way. The president during the campaign referred to us as the dishonest media, the disgusting news media, liar, scum, and thieves, and so on. And then he rolled that right into the Oval Office and started calling us fake news and the enemy of the people. He is whipping these crowds up into a frenzy to the point where they really want to come after us.
Well, I would just say that while that's true, this is a new page in America where an elite journalist from CNN would have to be subject to treatment like that. It's not new to America that the rest of us have to suffer treatment like that. We're told we're racist if we don't think that Obamacare was good policy consistent with federal constitutional standards. We're told we're an abomination if we think that the most corrupt candidate ever put up for president perhaps in U.S. history, which says a lot, in the person of Hillary Rodham Clinton. If we didn't support her candidacy, then we were sexist animals who So this kind of derision, I made a reference in the opening of the show, Tim, to the San Jose Trump protesters, a case which we talked about on the radio briefly, they just got their suit allowed. These are a group of pro-Trump people who went to a rally in San Jose, California, and they were beaten when they left that rally. And they alleged that the police officers funneled them through a mob for the purpose of seeing them get beaten. And that happened in California in the United States of America. Not booze, not poor language, but government officials directing people because of their political beliefs to get beaten by an unruly mob. That's where we are.
Well, Scott, you know, the thing that's prevalent from Acosta and all these other leftist journalists in the legacy media, as you like to call it, is that they don't understand how these people could hate them so much. They don't understand the seething resentment that conservatives and Republicans and normal middle-of-the-road Americans have had for the dishonest, biased media for all these years. And now Trump is finally the guy that conservatives say they've been looking for years, someone who will call out the media, who will call them out on their fake news, who will call them out on their dishonesty, who will call them out on their bias. And yet they don't seem to have a clue as to why anybody would dislike them.
They have to have a sort of come to Jesus moment, a reconciliation where they admit their sins before we can go forward in, you know.
Take confession. Confession.
Well, you know.
As a lapsed Catholic, I'm interested in your view
Tim,
on that.
I'm not lapsed. I've affirmatively rejected. That's an entirely different situation.
That's true. Okay.
I would say, though, that there is something to be said for that, whether it's, and I'm not equating the two, but when we have like a genocide, right, they say like, okay, we'll go forward, but you have to account for what you did during the genocide, you know? What did you do in the fake news era? And CNN has many sins to account for if they want to be seen as honest brokers of information, which I hear from him that they do want to be seen as that. Well, if you don't tell me how the debate questions got to, or, you know, whatever, you know, name a sin that the legacy media, and you're right, Tim, you said that sort of derisively. I do like the term.
Not derisively at all.
Oh, okay.
Because I have to talk about the establishment media, right, and the elite media and the mainstream media so much. I've been thirsting for yet another term that I could use so I could alternate. But I like
legacy media because it's like this. Why is CNN, why do so many people watch it? Well, it's on at the airports and the bars and the whatever. Right. Just kind of out of habit. You go to the hotel room,
right,
you're unpacking your thing. What do? Oh, you throw on CNN, it comes on right away. Like, that's the legacy benefit that they get. Nobody says, oh, I really need some good CNN content now.
Okay, but as the ad says, wait, that's not all. Acosta wasn't finished. He went to the press briefing at the White House held daily by Sarah Sanders, who's one tough broad, let me tell you something. And he, in his grandstanding, virtue-signaling way, demanded that she repudiate the president's statement that the media is the enemy of the people and listened to her response.
You did not say that the press is not the enemy of the people. And I think it would be a good thing if you were to say right here at this briefing that the press are not the enemy of the people. I think we deserve that.
But it's ironic, Jim, repeatedly, the media resorts to personal attacks without any content other than to incite anger. The media has attacked me personally on a number of occasions, including your own network, said I should be harassed as a life sentence, that I should be choked. ICE officials are not welcomed in their place of worship, and personal information is shared on the internet. When I was hosted by the Correspondents Association, of which almost all of you are members of, you brought a comedian up to attack my appearance and call me a traitor to my own gender. In fact, as I know, I'm the first press secretary in the history of the United States that's required Secret Service protection.
Well, I don't think he was expecting that kind of impassioned response from Sarah Sanders, but I want to roll right in, Scott, from that to a reaction. We'll move from the left for a moment to the never Trump Republicans, those Republicans and conservatives who not only don't support the president, but they go on TV every day and attack him just as loudly, if not more loudly, than the left for stealing their party away from them. And here's what Nicole Wallace, on MSNBC, Republican establishment operative. Here's what she had to say. This is pure censorship on MSNBC.
You know, we're not going to air that anymore. Let's make that the last Sarah Huckabee Sanders clip ever aired at 4 o'clock. Ever. Yeah, that's it. You know what? Like, makes me sweat. That is vile.
The previous answer
this
that you, we
someone
didn't...
who complains about a restaurant right. that exercises their First Amendment exactly. right to kick out someone that they think is obliterating Democratic norms. Seriously, that made me sweat.
At least MSNBC and Nicole Wallace, the Never Trump Republican, are honest about it. They'll say, we'll just censor her. We simply won't provide for our viewers the press conference held by the press secretary for the president of the United States. So they're just going to not run it anymore. Is that the solution?
I'm not a fan with my time generally of either Fox News or MSNBC. But I know that Fox News, to their great credit, is not afraid of the arguments of those who oppose them, like MSNBC is. So you can add coward to the list yeah. of deplorable factors that make up those people.
Plus, I'm surprised they're doing it just from a rating standpoint. Wouldn't it be better to run the Sarah Sanders sound bites and then make fun of her like they do anyway? I think they're losing a
not
a,
when
a
not when
schtick.
They're hard to not when they're hard to rebut, or in this case, make Ms. Sanders seem somewhat sympathetic when she talks about the need for protection and so forth.
All right, so that was MSNBC. Let's go to CNN for a moment, shall we? Let's go back to the most trusted name in
what was
news.
Do they still run that James Earl Jones?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No. Even he might have renounced them by now, right. But here's. This is
he probably made a mint off of that, by the way.
Oh,
do you think he got paid like,
good at
a,
like
bucks
a million,
every time
million
they...
bucks for saying this is, that, is CNN?
That's good work. Hey, and you I'm try available to imita- out there,
and you,
by the
you,
way.
You,
network executives.
You've tried to imitate that for LibertyNation.com with the mixed results.
Thank you for
we
that.
We won't go into
yeah,
that.
Gee, that's real special.
But let's go to CNN, to Brian Stelter, the quote, media analyst, unquote, on CNN. And here's how he characterized what Trump supporters were doing to Jim Acosta and their overall attitude.
I think what we are increasingly seeing from the president and his aides and his allies is a hate movement against the American press. When you look at the behavior around Jim Acosta and some of the other reporters at these rallies, President Trump is not just telling people to ignore the press or not believe the press. He's really telling people to hate journalists. And because he's holding rallies more and more often, we are seeing it more and more often. And that's why reporters like Acosta are saying this is worrisome. Someone might get hurt.
Okay, so this has now become a safety issue, according to Brian Stelter. So all the hate, Scott, is coming from the Trump supporters towards the media. No hate on the left towards Trump or towards Trump supporters.
There's, what, two or three instances of a couple people getting into fisticuffs at Trump rallies inside the rally, and it's usually a leftist who got in to throw up, you know, a sign. Meanwhile, on the way to and from those rallies, we have Antifa and other groups visiting violence against Trump supporters all the time. The violence is there, and the violence is coming from the left over and over again.
Now, that can't be, because Antifa or Antifa is anti-fascist. So certainly mm-hmm. they're not demonstrating fascism. They're against fascism.
Well, it depends on how you define fascism. In this instance, fascism is defined as anything they dislike. It's a convenient
term. Yeah, it is. Right. Now, let's go back to what Brian Stelter said. He said it's a hate movement coming from Donald Trump and his supporters and his administration.
Well, I want to say this. I think that Trump did cross the line and uttered language that I thought was it was a little too harsh. But I don't think that he incited violence. He didn't meet that standard. I would like to see. I'm often of a mind that I wish President Trump didn't say whatever it was that he just said.
But the idea that
he is actively fomenting violence against the press, I think, is not really supported by his statements when taken in context.
Now, let's put the whole thing in context in terms of threats and violence and vile language. None of it coming from the left. Well, let's just listen to this for a
moment.
With this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? It's been a while. And maybe it's time.
How dare he say the things he does? Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right. Yes.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
Yeah, I threw that in because I know what an admirer of our former Vice President Joe Biden you are, Scott. So I had to throw in. So they're, let's see, they're threatening assassination, threatening to blow up the White House, threatening to punch him in the face. And I mean, the list goes on. No hate coming from the left, all from the right.
Yeah, I am not. When I hear Uncle Joe through Auntie Maxine there on that list, it's... Yeah, the emperor has no clothes. They're ridiculous. And in fact, what they've done is a real danger. This idea that if you're a conservative and you want to speak on a college campus, you can reasonably expect to be physically assaulted or physically assaulted if you go see one of these speakers is a real thing. And it's a huge problem. We're not supposed to be living in a country where you have to suffer violence because of the things you want to say or listen to.
Now, I know you like Joe Biden a lot, but there's somebody who you appreciate even more, and I wanted to make sure to bring him into this and get his assessment of the behavior of the Trump people at that Florida rally and in general. So, of course, we need to get the take from the one, the only, David Rodham Gergen.
The whole charge is about fake news. It's very, very disturbing. But the serious issue is when the president starts calling the press enemies of the people.
Right.
That's an old phrase, comes out of a Stalinist background. And it really makes them
sort of
traitors to the country. And there were some hints of people, the reporters being called traitors last night. And if you put that together, the enemies of the people together, along with a rally, which has a mob quality to it, and then along with a culture of gun violence, that's a very combustible mix. And I will tell you, if there is violence against any reporter that's tied to this, the blood is going to be on his hands.
Awfully spicy language from the most establishment, the most establishment of all the establishment figures in Washington. He's using Stalinist to describe the language of Donald
Trump. Will
the
blood be on his and his friends' hands with one of these crazy lefties who's been told Trump is Hitler for a year and a half, does something crazy? Is the blood on their hands? When people treat, if people actually treat Trump like a Russian spy, which is what they want them to treat him like, will the blood be on their hands? It's, you know, why we're paying attention to David Rodham Gergen.
Well, I did that for you. Only for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, only for you. You're a co-host, but you also listen to it when you don't host it. So I wanted to make sure that you're fully and completely entertained.
By the way, is he 106 by now? I mean, what? Why? Like, I can't even
look.
Believe.
He's a useful figure, Scott. If you want to know what the single stultified establishment viewpoint is on anything, just bring in David Rodham Gergen.
Call him out. Bring him in.
And he's
right.
And he's all set to go.
And he never says no, I'm sure, to the opportunity to get in front of the camera.
Well, I think that's about all the fun we're allowed to have.
Oh, I thought we were going to listen to Bill Kristol, David Gergen's mirror on the I do want to listen to Bill Kristol.
So we ran all the bites except the one you really wanted to hear the most. All right, we'll hear Bill Kristol
if we're talking go about my favorites.
All right, talking about Donald Trump. Hold on, here it is.
We've had a lot of demagogues, we've had a lot of liars, we've had a lot of irresponsible political leaders on both sides, honestly, over decades. We really haven't had one as president of the United States, and one who, as president, is using his standing, his office, to just make things, relentlessly to hammer away and make things worse.
Okay, so there you go. And Bill Kristol, you know he's seriously considering running against Trump in 2020, right? You know that?
Literally, Tim, that's like, to me, like you saying that a dog is like, I mean, Bill Kristol has, nobody's ever voted for him for anything, right?
But he has built quite a reputation, Scott, for making the wrong prediction every single time he tries to forecast the outcome of an election.
I need to say this just in case there are people who don't know this. Bill Kristol is a man who is a neocon, and he is a Republican, quote-unquote, that either center or left of center news organizations use to have on as a reliable voice who will criticize Republicans from the quote-unquote Republican side so that they can have a veil of objectivity on their program instead of actually getting a real Republican or conservative on to full-throatedly defend the principles.
But it's amazing. I mean, you've got – this president has 90% almost. I think it's 88% approval among Republicans.
Better than Obama had at this stage in Obama's presidency.
Better than Reagan had.
There you go.
This stage of his presidency, and yet the only Republicans you see on CNN and MSNBC are never Trump Republicans. Mm-hmm. There's not a single one on either of those stations defending the president.
A lot of the sort of blame that Trump gets, it's not that he is initiating kind of this thing about the media. It's he's exposing the rot and the poison, okay? And that pus has to come out before the healing can begin. Mm-hmm. And Trump is just saying what's true. He's not creating that reality, okay? And the press for a long time has been doing what they're doing but been ignored by the likes of, Mitt Romney didn't expose them like Trump does. But it was still going on with Mitt Romney. So the rot was there. It's just Trump is exposing it.
Well,
that's
Romney,
the point
Romney wouldn't talk about it. McCain wouldn't talk about it. George W. Bush allowed the left to savage him for years, never responded, never said a thing. They drove his approval numbers down into the
20s. Which is why we have President Trump and will for another term.
Okay, on that note, thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Tim.
This is The Uprising, the podcast of LibertyNation.com.
Exhausted by all the fake news? On LibertyNation.com's YouTube channel, facts and fresh, bold analysis are what you get without the leftist spin. Subscribe today to the LibertyNation.com YouTube channel and get our Truth is Making a Comeback, America's Top Stories, with LN Editor-in-Chief Lisa K. Donner, an alternative to the leftist programs on TV. Five facts, just the facts, ma'am, without the liberal bias. LN Radio, syndicated from coast to coast on the Radio America Network. Listen to all the big names in politics with your host, Tim Donner. LN TV, the right analysis with our Liberty Nation authors from across the globe. The Uprising Podcast, fun and entertaining commentary on what's really going on in the swamp with Scott Cosenza and Tim Donner. All this and more when you subscribe to the LibertyNation.com YouTube channel today, because
truth
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 is
making
a comeback.